Yeah, there's a set of very interesting, intellectually and in principle, in practice, grand challenges doing fundamental simulations of what a molecule will look like, which have a lot of interest not only for fundamental science but also for drug companies wishing to find ways of understanding which drugs will be useful because they'll have a structure that will allow them to absorb a particular obnoxious virus or chemical compound. This field has some of the very best scientists of the nation working in it. Up to now, it has probably not had made the progress that we might have hoped.